Hello and welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined today by John Eade, who is the president of Argus Research over in the States. Hello, John. How are you today?
I'm terrific. Thank you, Matt. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolute pleasure. John, just kicking off, we're in almost, well, we're over halfway or a bit over halfway in the US earnings season. How are you seeing the numbers that are coming out? There was a lot of high expectations probably going into the earnings season. How are you reading the numbers that we're seeing?
Well, I think we're on an upswing in the US on earnings. We broke through in the third quarter with about 2% growth. I think we're going to end up with about 6 or 7% growth here in this fourth quarter. And the way we've seen the earnings roll out, the companies that have been positive, their earnings have been up 10%. But companies that have been negative, their earnings have been down 25%. A lot of that is due to the oil companies. As we move the oil companies into better profitability in the first half of 2017, I think we're in line for double-digit growth later on this year. So we're starting in an upswing here in earnings.
Fantastic. Do you feel the expectations were probably lowered a little ahead going into this earnings season? So maybe that's why we're seeing beats, or are there a lot of shocks and surprises out there in the earnings?
Well, the one little bit of a curveball that occurred late in the fourth quarter was a rise in the dollar. Mm-hmm. And that depressed earnings a little bit. And I think investors were maybe thinking it was going to be a bigger issue than it was. Since then, we've seen a pretty stable dollar against our major trading partners. And I think that's going to be another positive factor in the first half of 2017.
That's great. And we've already mentioned oil. We saw at the back end of last week the rig count out of the U.S. That is increasing, and maybe a lot of the U.S. companies are taking advantage of the oil price being number one stable and number two above the kind of $50 level. Also, shale gas, that could be an issue going forward. We could see more shale coming in and depressing the price, and also OPEC looking to cut supply. I think there's about a 90% uptake in the OPEC restrictions in oil. How do you see oil panning out, and certainly the producers in the States? Will this have a big impact on those?
Oh, sure. A lot of puts and takes in the oil industry right now. And I think you've talked about some of the major ones. Any kind of curtailing in production in OPEC is probably going to be offset by increased production in the U.S. I think as President Trump pulls back on some of the regulatory constraints on the industry. So, you know, you'd think if OPEC were going to cut prices, we'd see a price of barrel of oil in the U.S. move up towards 60 or above. But I do think there's going to be more of an increase in supply. And I think we'll probably average in the low 50s for the year. And that's twice, you know, where we were this time last year, right? It was $26, $28 a barrel. So that's a good price for some of the producers, particularly in areas in the U.S. like in Texas, in the Permian Basin. It's not so good yet for up in Alberta at the tar sands, but for companies that have a major presence with the shale gas, as you said, in Western Texas, $50, $55 is a good price.
That's good. And also Trump, at the back end of last week, indication maybe we could see some lowering of corporation taxes, and this gave a little bit of an uplift into the market. But really, since he came out with those comments, no real detail on where this could go or how big the cuts will be. How do you think the market's taking this?
Well, the first reaction has been positive, and you know, we're back up near at all-time highs in the stock markets. But I think you make a good point. We don't know the details yet. If he cuts taxes too aggressively, and then there's an enormous amount of spending on the other side, We're going to have a much higher government budget deficit. Interest rates are going to go up. That's going to affect corporate earnings and valuations. So there's a delicate balance here that he's going to need to navigate.
And it's been interesting last week, the VIX index, the fear index, which really kind of gives us an indication of volatility in the market, or the expectation of volatility, has been at almost decade lows, or for an extended period. I think it was the third week we've seen it below the 11 level on the main VIX. And we haven't really seen that in the best part of a decade, albeit with Trump comments coming out, and they have been directing where the market's going. Is this a positive sign that we have volatility at such a low level?
Well, one of the things, Matt, that we're always looking for are bubbles, right? We saw a bubble burst with the tech bubble in 2000. We saw a housing bubble burst in 2007, 2008. Both of those burst bubbles led to bear markets. I think the VIX at these kind of depressed levels is probably a bit of a bubble forming. So while we haven't seen VIX at 11 this long in a long time, it's been in a band of, let's say, 12 to 20, really for the past 4 years. Mm-hmm. And it gets down to 12, and then it pops up. Every time it doubles, that's been a good buying opportunity. So if you've got any viewers who are on the sideline, you may want to see a spike up in the VIX, and that could be an opportunity to come back into the U.S. market.
I mean, it does feel like that the market, or the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, reaching all-time highs last week. And this could be on the back of corporate earnings, but considering the earnings figures, albeit we're at a high, should it actually not be a little bit higher? And just to add, with the VIX being so low and volumes being low, and that could be key, where is the big institutional money in this? Are they sitting on the sidelines and waiting for maybe a pullback, or just taking a breath and then looking to reinvest and push back into equities?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's some uncertainty out there. Usually when markets are at all-time highs, companies are coming out with IPOs, but it's been real quiet on the IPO front. Mm. And I'm a bit surprised by that. So maybe there is a modest pullback brewing. We're going to get some inflation data this week. If that comes in a little bit higher than expected, that could be a reason for investors to take some profits off this rally. You know, really up almost 8 to 10% just in the past quarter alone. That's a pretty fast move higher.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, and certainly on the IPO front, one thing we're looking at is Snapchat potentially coming in March. So we're going to keep a close eye on that and see how that pans out. So we'll look ahead this week to the macro data. I think we need a bit of a driver on that front. And like you say, that should be a key point for investors to decide whether to take money off the table or really load up and ride this bull market if it's going to go any higher.
Yeah, well, we're going to have PPI data, producer price index data, and consumer price index data. And actually, last week, the U.S. Treasury 10-year bond, the yield fell. The prices rose in advance of this data. So I think investors aren't concerned yet about inflation data, but you know, we'll have more to review later this week.
That's great. So lots come up this week on data, on the data front, and we'll see where the markets go, if they can hold these highs. John, thank you very much for being down the line with us. We will speak to you soon, no doubt.
Terrific. Have a great week. Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome. That was John. Thank you very much.